Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and it is a beautiful day after Memorial Day, and I got to just play something for you just to say, hey, this is how I feel right here, baby. This is how I feel. Red, white, and blue. Okay, let's start it again. Here it goes. And I'm a citizen. It is not, I forgot to put it on track. Now it goes. I'm an American.
I'll let you listen to that. God bless the USA, baby.
Amen, amen. That was Mr. John Slit, and we're excited to have him on the air with us on Rev Media Network, Rev Media Network Music Channel, and we're excited to have him here on our talk radio as well. We are going to leave that up because I just thought that was just something that you had to hear this morning, especially after a great Memorial Day, and you just had to hear that I'm proud to be an American. Praise God. And that's just our faith and freedom. We'll play it for the 4th of July as well. And we're excited to be here. There's so many things that's been going on. So many trials and tribulations. No, I'm playing. I'm just coming to you right now. Trying to get our signal going back out there to those that are listening. We welcome you to Rev Media Network's Midwatch with the TV. Midwatch with the Rev. Our radio show that's been on for many years. Now it's actually 6 years, I think. 9 years all together, but since 2005. So however long, or 04, however long that is how long we've been putting the show together. I remember when I thought of it, just put out a broadcast, sent it out to a station, several stations, and they automatically wanted it. Little did I know that they automatically wanted my money. But there is a cost, cost to doing God's work. There's a cost to getting the gospel out. So, and that's what I'm going to talk to you today about. We're going to talk about today's ground. We have great producer Mrs. Christy McLaughlin coming in on the second segment at the half-hour mark. We'll take our break and come back with the guest about 11:35. And that she makes faith-based films. And one of the films that she made is called Dreamer. Portrays a modern-day Joseph and his coat of many colors. So we're going to talk about that. You know, I always leave it open for those that are in the entertainment business and doing the work of God and making things happen. I always leave the microphone open for them. And we're able to do great shows with them and make things happen as well. So I want to talk to you a little bit about today, if we could. Let me give you my address first. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that's P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I hope your Memorial Day was great. Tonight, on tonight's Midwatch, Victoria Griffith will be on the air with us, and we're excited about that. In fact, let me write down a note on my calendar here. Well, not on my calendar, on my notes for tonight's show. I'm going to write down a quick note. We're going to put John Slitt's video. He has a video too. I'm an American. I want to play that. Faith and Freedom. And we just want to promote faith and freedom. That you have the right to believe. The right to do what you want to do. In fact, Rev Life was born out of that. Out of seeing persecution with children in India that could not follow the Lord. Or they would be disowned. And they would be, families would be killed. So we want to allow people to have the freedom to worship in faith to our God. Amen. The freedom to worship to faith and to our God. And that's why it was started. So anyway, my email is david@revmedianetwork.com. Again, that's david@revmedianetwork.com. And we're just getting this show running. I'm running a few minutes late, of course. Getting some stuff out, but something always plays for you at that hour. It's not dead air. I remember when we started, we didn't have much stuff that we could work with, and we just put it on as quickly as we could, the shows and everything, and we had to turn off a signal and then turn on a signal, and when we turned off our show, we had to turn off our show, then turn on the signal. I praise God for the ingenuity that He's given us nowadays. For the things that we can work with that automatically cuts in and cuts out and puts a commercial, or if we lose air and we have some, we won't have dead air. If we lose a signal, it's on a server and it's running. And I've haven't had much complaints with it. I highly recommend the place that we're using for this. And just it's just a lot of stuff that gets done now. It's cost us more a month, but it's worth it because the internet is a place where the faith is at, where the faith people go to, where those that need faith are at, and where we can find them. Man, Thursday day, we did this new yoga thing. Ugh. I tell you, I am feeling my age at times. I'm 41, and I don't bend well. Praise the Lord. I just don't bend well. I am not a limber person, but praise God, I'm starting to be, and using DDP yoga, not your mother's yoga. Give him a plug real quick for getting us this yoga to try out and to use. But today's ground has changed. It has changed completely. I mean, years ago, I mean, I was thinking about this earlier. I used to go to Sunday school and when I was a little boy. And that was neat. We're excited to go to church, little kids, go see some things here and there. The youth were always at a place that you could reach them and bring them in as well. But today, with the things that are out there, let's think about a few things that are out there that are not distractions, but places people go. Where do people go? People have so many options. They can go to the media, anything on television, cable, anything on any social media, anything like that. They can just go straight to it and view what they want to view. It used to be back years back that you would just hear someone preach and you see them on TV, and that was it. Then there was some podcasting here and there. People can download a song or download a sermon. Now it's live streaming, and now everybody's an artist. Everybody's a musician. Everybody is out there trying to get discovered on YouTube and on Facebook and stuff like that. So media's changed, my friends. So the ground has changed. The internet has changed the ground. And travel. Think about travel. Back in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, everybody used to dress up real nice before going on a plane, because that was a very prestigious thing. Now with Hotwire and Priceline and our new RevTours.net, the traveling has gotten so inexpensive that everybody almost travels. So the ground is changing. People are moving about more than they used to. Used to be people would stay in an area for quite a long time, but how many people do you know that have moved and moved and moved? So you got to be willing to change some of the things you normally do to reach them. And then the other thing is there's so many other churches. So many other churches that are out there. They're doing wonderful things, and so many people wanting you to be a part of it. Like where I'm at, it's a great church. But my other church that I was going, it was a good church as well. So there's so many options. You got to really pray and see where you fit in and if that's what God has for you. You got to believe it. You got to trust it. You got to make sure that that's what God wants you to do. And the other thing is mega churches. Oh my goodness. Used to be one mega church, maybe two mega churches in a city. Oh my goodness. We have several mega churches just in Houston alone. Woodlands, Houston, outside of Houston, mega church by other mega churches building. Big Baptist church by other big Baptist building. And the other Baptist church goes build one across the street. It's in my community. I've seen it. So the ground is changing. Some people flock to the big churches. Some people stay in the small to medium churches, and medium being about 300. Small churches, 100 and below. So you see all this happening, and you're like, you know, how do you reach them? Oh, well, we got to first see where people are going. And what are they doing? They're going to the media. They're going to the internet. They're traveling. There's so many options to go to a church. Maybe there's too many churches, too much things. And then there's huge mega churches where they can just sit in and plug in. And there's so many different things. We're going to have Pastor David Stone. We had Pastor David Stone last week. He had a mega church. And then we have another pastor this week, Pastor Shane Wheeler in Atlanta, in Dictar, Atlanta. Is that how you pronounce it? Dictar? D-E-C-T-A-U-R. Decatur. Thank you. It's Decatur. They have a huge church as well. So that church, along with the other churches that are out there, they're just huge as far as options for people to choose. It's so different than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago and 40 years ago and 60 years ago. The ground has changed. Now, what hasn't changed? Let's talk about that. What hasn't changed? People are still hurting. They're still hurting physically, mentally, spiritually. They're hurting. They're still looking for answers. They're still wondering what can and what will. What should and I could, what could. They're still wondering things. There's a mental need out there, a physical need. Physical need meaning food, meaning clothing, meaning a job. Finances is another thing. Those things have not changed. There's always those that have and have not. There's so many different things that are out there, but the physical needs that they need. They need a place to live. They need a place to grow. They need a place to stand up and walk. Those things have not changed. People are still sick. You know, no matter back in 1920, 1940, 1930, all the way up to 1980 to even today, people are sick. There are still people sick. And they're still sick today. There's still demonic attacks. There's still forces that you do not see but are out there fighting your very existence. The other day I was sharing an illustration. Anytime you get a word or someone give you something in faith, you have to hold on to it. The Bible says that sometimes Jesus said in a parable that he was walking down the city, and as he was walking down the city, in this parable, he said there's a sower, and the sower threw his seed, and some seed fell on rocky grounds, and did not go all the way in, and to be planted. Another seed fell on thorny bushes, where it started to grow, but the weeds and the thorns choked out its life. The other seed was still left that fell on the rocky ground was left on the pavement where the sun can dry it up. And then the other seed was planted deeply in. And when it was planted deeply in, the ground, it was able to grant nourishment, able to grow. You see, anytime someone gives you encouragement, anytime someone gives you a word, anytime someone gives you something, or you get the word of God and you get a promise and you hold on to it, anytime these things come together, the forces of the world will try and choke it out of you, try and burn it out of you, try and pressure cook you, try and take the very seed of faith that you have and take it away. Tries to do it every single time. So when you get a word and someone puts, and you understand it and you say, God, I need this. It hasn't changed, my friend. We still need faith. What hasn't changed? Faith. Faith has not changed. Praise God. It has not changed. Faith. And the other thing is number six, I guess, if you're numbering these, is death. Death has not changed. Death has not gone into the grave, baby. It is still out there. It is still doing what it does. It's still challenging people's faith. It's still making people cry. It's still challenging and challenging and changing people's lives. Death changes people's lives. It's up to you to decide how far that change is going to be and which way you're going to go when death comes and knocks on your door. So death will change you. Death will change things around you. Death will make your life a complete living hell if you let it. Oh, but the scripture says, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, death, where is, oh, grave, where is thy victory? For I live in Christ, praise God. There's no death that overtakes me. I enjoyed my pastor's sermon this past week. Pastor Jerry Davis, he was preaching, and he said, you know, fear is what the devil wants you to believe, to fear things. And he can swing and swing, and he speaks down to his feet and says, you know, devil, you can't have me. You can't take it. There's nothing you can have in my life. Because how can he threaten you? You know, threats, fear and threats will go hand in hand. But how can he threaten you? All that can happen in the long haul is that you die. Is that you die. And you're like, ooh, you're cringing now. But that you die. It doesn't matter. Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, grave, where's your sting? You see, because when you die in Christ, you live. You will live. So these are things that has changed. And before we go to our break in a few more minutes, let me tell you about three things or four things that you already know. Today, social media drives people, influences people. Your social media influences people. I don't know why people want to let me know they're eating a hamburger or a burger. Now, if you find a really awesome burger, you know, you go ahead and put it on your social media and send it to me, because I would like. Right now, social media drives the world. It influences. In fact, almost every newscast has a social media moment or something that they share from the social media that's happened. By the way, anyone see the news the other day? They found a baby inside the pipe. Of a PVC pipe in China, in an apartment or a complex or something like that. Someone flushed their kid down the toilet. Kid lived for 2 days. 2 days, newborn. It's amazing what's out there, when what happens. You tell me there's no God. You tell me that God doesn't take care of the little ones. 2-day-old baby inside the plumbing, still breathing, in good condition. From the last report we've seen on the news. There's several social medias. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Pinterest, there's LinkedIn, which I don't even do anymore, which is so boring. There's not much. It's a professional social media. Then there's blogs, or as I call them, rants. Rants. The internet, and I tell you this again, has made a pool of cowards that just sit there and they can be anything. They can be anything they want to be online. And they're usually this little very angry person or this person that's been so emotionally beat up. They just give them a weapon called a social media that they can broadcast whatever they want. Now, it can be used for good. Pastor Jerry always says, light shines brighter in darkness, which it does. So there's a way you can use it for good. I want you to take these eight things down. I'll say them real quick. These are the things that it takes today to reach people. Humbleness, compassion, unconditional love, willing to change your activities. In other words, activities that had worked 20 years ago aren't going to work today. You got to change them. Start something out of nothing. That means don't worry what you don't got, the praise and worship or children's leader or pastor. Just start somewhere and God will add the rest. And preach with fervency. Consecrate yourself. That means sacrificing pleasure and times at times. And purpose driven. Why are you doing what you do? Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Jesus changed his methods as well. He's changed his methods as well. When he delivered a demon-possessed boy, instead of telling him to be quiet, he said, go broadcast what God has done for you back to your city. Because he couldn't reach the city. They wouldn't let Jesus, but he was able to use this young man. You can see that in Mark 5, 1 through 19. It wasn't time for him to do the gospel. When his mother Mary asked him to make water into wine or do something about the wine. She didn't know what he was going to do. She could do something about the wine. She knew what she had. Every parent knows what they have. And she knew he was a miracle worker. But he changed. He even changed to minister at that time and adapt. You can read that in John 2, 1 through 20. We'll be right back with our guest, whom we are excited to have, in just a few minutes.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Do you struggle with witnessing to others? Do you get tongue-tied and don't know what to say? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is based on my new Bible published by Zondervan, the One Impact Bible, and it's all about our one true God, the one person you are in Christ, and the one impact we're all called to do. And witnessing to others is a huge calling. And sometimes we miss those opportunities to share his message of love, forgiveness, and grace. But don't lose heart. We've all been there. Witnessing isn't all about our words to others. And even though that is an important part of our calling, witnessing also involves our actions. How do you treat others? Do you walk your talk for others to see? You know, Jesus tells us in Matthew, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. You know, we live in an information age. Technology is all around us, and we can communicate with the world with a click of a mouse, and we can share Jesus with thousands or millions by our words. But what if we're not living it by our actions? Others will turn and walk away. So what do you do if you are that person who does get tongue-tied? Oh, I have been there so many times, and I've had to hand over those moments to God. And as I stay closer to him, he showed me what to say and what to do. And he will show you too. Share his love with others through your life. Lend a helping hand. Give a compliment. Pray for someone. Share a smile. Give your time and help someone in need. Let your light shine through your life. You know, I'm a part-time registered nurse and I only work a few days a week. But on those days, I pray a simple prayer. Lord, bless the doctors and nurses and patients today. Let our hands be your hands. Let our eyes be your eyes, so that the patients we meet today will see you, Jesus, through our care. So today, let your hands be his hands. Let your eyes be his eyes, so the people that you meet today will see him through your light. I hope his message that he gave me today encourages you to be bold in your walk and in your faith. Never forget that you have a great calling on your life from the one who knows you best and loves you most. I'd love to hear your stories of what God is doing in your life. Contact me at terrysquires.com and let me know how I can pray for you and your family. And until next time, make your one impact and change a life.
Welcome back to the show, and we have a very special guest for you. And I've seen this on the press releases that were coming out, and we work with a great company that gets us guests all the time. As soon as I seen the press release, I emailed my rep and said, "Hey, I have to have her on my show. Can you get Christy for me, Miss Christy McLaughlin? How are you doing, Christy?"
I'm great. How are you?
We're good, and we're excited to have you here. And for those that don't know you, why don't you share a few minutes about yourself and your faith and what you do?
Well, I'm Christy McLaughlin. I came to Christ when I was 7 years old. My husband and I have a publicity firm, which you just mentioned, and we book guests on talk shows, usually conservative, Christian, cause-oriented guests, and we recently have gotten into filmmaking.
Amen, amen. And the film that you put together, is this your first film that you put together? Now, were you out of producers or directors? What part did you play there?
Well, we were producers of our first film, which we filmed last year, and it's scheduled for release this September. It's called A Long Way Off, and it is a modern rendition of the Prodigal Son story.
Oh, amen. That had to be fun. So what era is it, like our era now that you placed the show in?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is that in our era as far as like the modern day adventure for this?
Yes, exactly. So we took as many of the elements as we possibly could, which was, you know, virtually the whole story of the prodigal son, and we just recreated it in modern times. So it's very relatable. Each character, the father, the son, you know, the prodigal who runs away, and then the brother who is very angry at what his father's done and at his brother for going off and, you know, spending the entire inheritance and living a really lascivious, horrible life. The brother confronts the father and says, "How could you throw him a party? You know, look at what he did." And so you can see yourself in any one of these characters as the father who's waiting for your prodigal child to come home, as the prodigal who is out maybe living a life outside of what God's called you to do, or as the brother who's looking at your neighbor or your brother and saying, you know, why are they getting so blessed after what they just did? Mm. And so the story is just extremely relatable, well done. We had just an amazing cast. You know, we had Robert Davi from Die Hard and The Goonies and License to Kill. We had Edie McClurg. Do you remember her? She's kind of a sassy, redheaded lady from Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and many other shows. And we had John Deal, who was in Escape from New York, The Client, Jurassic Park. And we actually had Jason Burkey playing our lead. He was the lead in October Baby.
That's right.
So he was our prodigal. And we also had a couple of actors from Courageous. We had Robert Amaya, who played Javier. A lot of people who saw that film remember just how funny he was. And some other just fantastic actors.
Amen. So where was that one shot at?
That one was shot in the Raleigh, North Carolina area.
Okay. Now, where are you based out of?
We're just outside of Raleigh.
Okay, you're just outside of Raleigh. Now, now was filmmaking a whole different adventure for you, or did you have some experience?
It is a different adventure. We've worked within the film industry a little bit just because of the publicity firm and promoting different films. And, you know, so they all intermingle a little bit. And so we've been in it for a little while, but as far as making our first feature film, it was our first feature film, and we worked with some other people who were highly experienced, who had produced the Left Behind films and quite a few other films. And so we had a very professional team. And one of the just exciting aspects of this business, I think, is that one of the things that my husband and I have realized and noticed, and my kids, is that a lot of the Christian films, or even just some of the plain wholesome films that are put out, are not really fantastic quality. You know, you may have to look beyond some acting, you know, amateur acting or cinematography. And so we worked with a crew and a cast that is just top-notch. And so when you watch the film, you're really caught up in the storyline and the film itself. You're really not having to look beyond anything. You just are, you know, enthralled and then captured within the story.
That's amazing. And you're right about that, because when I watch, I get a lot of movies to review for our shows if we want to have them on. And there's something missing in each of them, as far as, and I believe it's what you're saying. It's just the another notch above the where they're at to get to the professional level on the acting or the cameras.
Exactly.
And that's good that you've noticed that, and you're adding that and making sure you have this, because you have to have the same quality and the flair as the other ones. Are you going to feel, you're going to be like, is the lighting off or is the sound off? What's up with this film?
You know, we shouldn't be second-rate Christians.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
We should be producing the same quality or better.
Absolutely. It's just not good enough to be good enough. We got to strive a little further. Now, what is the production company's name?
Moving Visions Entertainment, and we actually produce under a separate LLC for each film. So this one was Prodigal Film LLC, and we are currently working on Dreamer the Movie. Well, it's called Dreamer, and it's under the company Dreamer the Movie LLC. And this one is a modern day story of Joseph.
Amen. Well, tell us about this one, because I know that now this had to be a bigger production than the last one, because Joseph's storyline is so long.
It is long. It's quite a few chapters of the Bible as compared to, I think, the Prodigal Son story is about 15 verses.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, about 15 chapters for Joseph. So this one was Joseph was a little bit more complicated in trying to bring it into modern times, because one, you know, Joseph gets separated from his family. He's sold into slavery. Now, that's still happening today, but not as much in America, mm-hmm. You know, and we were trying to make it relatable to our primary audience. Of course, we're hoping, you know, to distribute it around the world, but we live here in America, so we wanted it to be very relatable. So we had to find a way for him to get sold into slavery and to not go back and contact his family, you know, who sold him into slavery. And, you know, in addition, you know, he goes through the whole life of, you know, in Scripture. He ends up in Potiphar's home, and Potiphar's wife makes advances on him, and she falsely accuses him. He goes to jail for several years, and then he eventually rises to the top, where he's the right-hand man to the Pharaoh and does many amazing things, including basically feeding the world. And so we've taken the same principles and really have done a lot of research to be able to hew them into a modern time story that's actually extremely believable and relatable. And that way, we just believe that it's one thing to read the Bible stories. It's another thing to see them in a modern context where you can really relate to each individual character.
Amen. So on the Joseph movie, did you keep the same names as they're in the Bible?
No.
Okay. How about say Potiphar just wouldn't fly as a New York stock exchange guy, Potiphar.
Yeah, I know. We kept some of the brothers have some of the same names, and some that could be relatable, yes, but then when you have like Potiphar, no, we didn't want it to jump out you like a sore thumb.
Well, that's good. Now, who are some of the actors that you have for this show?
Well, I can't release the names of the actors yet. We're in talks with about 6 different actors that we're really excited about.
Okay.
And I can't wait to be able to tell you, but I can't tell you today.
Okay, so when is it in production now, or is it slated for production?
It's slated for production. We are hoping to film Dreamer in September and October of this year.
Oh, okay. Now, are the budgets something you can talk about, or is that something that you don't talk about as well?
Well, I can't tell you how much.
Okay.
That's private information. I know, I've been told we don't talk about budgets. But we are working on raising the funds for the film right now. Now, going back to a long way off, that one should be released in September of 2013. So that one's coming out just at the end of the summer, and that one's just about completely finished. It looks phenomenal. So on to Dreamer, where we are, we have our, we've got some of our crew put together. We've got the director and the screenwriter and fantastic screenplay for this one, and quite a bit of our crew. And we have got a Kickstarter campaign going. And if you go to dreamer2014.com, you will find our Kickstarter button. You can click on it. And there's a video of my husband and I talking about the film. And you can see some clips from our prior film, you know, with Jason Burkey and Robert Davi and all of them. And you can also support the film by, you know, spending $5 to get your name in on the website, or, you know, $25 for T-shirts, or you can get signed props. You could get a line in the film. We offer all kinds of really fun ways to participate in supporting this film.
Awesome. Now, I've heard about Kickstarter. We've had a few artists come through here, John Slitt, Sherry Kagi. They've all come through the air. Jason Bear, they've all come on the air, and they've talked about raising the funds, and they've always hit their target, so I'm pretty sure you're going to hit your target as well.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
Amen. So that's just a neat way of raising funds and stuff. So what's your grand prize for the person? Do you have a grand prize for anyone there on the Kickstarter?
Well, I think our top prize is an associate producer credit, along with tickets to the premiere and a T-shirt and an MP3 and everything else pretty much that's included with everybody else's prizes.
Amen. Amen. So if you want to find out the level you need to be at to get that, you need to go online to the Dreamer2014.com, Dreamer2014.com, and you can see the program and the stuff that you can get involved in.
That's right. Now, you know, another thing that we're doing is involving the churches by offering, or any kind of group or organization, by offering a free screening at your, you know, choice of location, could be your church or wherever your organization meets, and that's prior to the theatrical release, just for spreading the word about our Kickstarter campaign.
Wow. Well, definitely get a hold of us, because we have a church here as well that I'm a part of, and they're into the now. I mean, their whole gifting and drive for the ministry is, you know, cause today's challenge is things have changed. The things that worked 20 years ago ain't going to work, and you just got to, they go a lot with media and stuff like that, so if we have a good-sized church there. We'd love to have
right.
that as well. So how long did it take y'all to put this script together for Dreamer?
To put the script together?
Yeah.
Oh, probably a couple of months. Yeah, and we found a screenwriter out of L.A. who is just a strong Christian man who is into politics, which actually he, you know, at least has a very working knowledge. You know, when you've got somebody rising to the top of a country, you've got to have a pretty good knowledge base of how someone would actually get there. And he's just an absolutely gifted and phenomenal screenwriter.
Amen. And you already scouted some locations to shoot? Are you going to be shooting in Raleigh again?
We are going to be shooting, in the Raleigh area, and then we will be shooting in some tropical areas, because our Joseph character is actually coming from Cuba.
Oh, okay, okay. A little behind scenes for us. We appreciate that. that's good. So all this is working out, and how does it feel to be a filmmaker now?
Wow, how does it feel to be a filmmaker?
Yeah.
It's busy, wonderful, and we...
Those are all honest answers. Those are all honest.
Yeah, hoping to get this one off the ground a little bit more. We have 8 kids, actually, and we've got one on the way, and so several of our kids are teenagers or young adults, and they've gotten really involved in the filmmaking process. So for us, it's not only are we partnering with people who have, you know, many years of experience in filmmaking, but then we have our family, you know, kids who are just extremely supportive, and, you know, they participate in virtually every aspect of the filmmaking.
Amen. Amen. So with the kids participating and stuff, are any of them going to be acting in it?
Almost all of our kids were extras in the last one, and one of them had a really nice and fantastic part. But none of them are aspiring actors. They, for example, one of them is, but she's more into theater. My 19-year-old actually did the extras casting, and we were just highly impressed. And the crew, who probably didn't, you know, they were kind of questioning in the beginning, is she able to do this? Boy, did she do a fantastic job. And some of our boys have worked on the set, and my 14-year-old is, she was on the set part of the time and spent the rest of the time helping with the littlest ones. So, and we had a couple of our girls fly in from out of town to be extras. So, yeah, so it's kind of a family affair, as well as, you know, we're trying to just reach out into the community with the churches and the people that we know and the local filmmakers, and just become a part of this Christian and wholesome filmmaking community, because I do believe that it is really an up-and-coming niche market of the film industry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The only thing Hollywood likes is green. It doesn't matter. If it's making money, they're going to bank it. So it doesn't matter, and they don't care what's popular. Some of them just want to put something out that they just whatever, but all of the main thing is it making money for them? And hey, if Christian movies can make money if Christians support it, and they continually go out there and do that. Now is it two hats you're wearing? I mean, you're working with the PR firm that you put together, and now you're you're doing the movie making, because I know movie making takes a lot of time. So are you mainly heading that, or your husband helping you as well, or how's it? Do you split it up?
Well, we tag team a lot. He is president of Special Guests, and I'm vice president. And I worked myself quite a bit out of a job over the last 2 or 3 years, knowing that we were headed in this direction. And so I'm much more freed up. So he does a lot of the fundraising and business type things, and I do most of the hands-on production work.
Amen. Now, is North Carolina becoming the new Hollywood for Christians? Because there's a lot of movies that get made out there. I mean, there is a lot that get made in the Carolinas. So.
Well, there are a lot of films made here because there's a tax incentive here. And so it's actually not even just the Christian films. Iron Man 3 was filmed here, and The Hunger Games. And so there are a lot of, you know, films and television shows. I think Revolution is a popular television show as of late, and that's filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina. So it's a rather big filmmaking hub, probably nothing compared to Hollywood, but nonetheless, we have, you know, a variety of landscape, a great tax incentive, lots of crew, and very talented people in the state.
Oh, yeah, I went out there to the NRB, and when I was out there, I had lunch with some friends that live out that way, and they're talking about one of the friends came by the table, one of my friends came by the table, and they're like, yeah, I was just at an audition, and I have another audition next week at this other Christian film. I'm like, man, it's like, there's just a lot of actors there as well, so it's grown over the years.
Oh, it definitely has, and like I said, my daughter who did the extras casting has been working on several sets, either as an extra or a production assistant or casting or all kinds of things. She's gotten called multiple times for different local films.
Amen. And before we go off the air, I want you to share with everybody how, for those that have dreams and aspirations just to be in movies or to make movies, the Christian people that are out there that want to make good movies for the Lord, what kind of advice can you give them?
Well, I would say pray and follow what God shows you, because God doesn't ever let you down. So if he puts something in your heart, follow what he's put in your heart. And if he leads you to talk to particular people, to study a particular thing, to do a particular thing, walk in his footsteps and do what he calls you to do, because he opens up doors that you may never have imagined that he would open up for you, for his name's sake.
Amen. That's some good advice. Go to give him your contact information or any website you want to give him before we go.
Sure, www.dreamer2014.com.
Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we enjoy it. And thank you so much for providing so many great guests for us as well, since I have you on the air. Let me tell you that as well.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
All right. God bless you. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Amen and amen. That was Miss Christy McLaughlin. And they're great people. They help book my Tuesdays, and they'll actually book my whole month if I let them. But I let them book my Tuesdays every week, and it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing, and now they're into movies. And that's just amazing to get into movies and stuff. Like I told you before, at the top of the broadcast, all the way through the first segment, I was telling you that you have to be able to change the way you do things and look at today's ground and how are you going to reach it. You can't stay on the things that are out there that are just not providing what you need as far as bringing in people. I've gone to several churches, and some churches have nobody in there at all, just maybe 5-6 people. I've gone to churches where they're very active in today's environment and able to reach those that need reaching. And I've seen those, and those have done some great things. And I see their churches being filled, or their faith is rising up. People know and recognize when something's happening in an area. There's no doubt. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he said that they just got some ground that they needed for their church, and everybody was excited. People were starting to give to get the building built. And I shared with them something I shared before to another pastor. I probably mentioned it before. When church people and people of faith see, when they see with their eyes, they see the things that are happening, and they see things going around them that the church is progressing, that there's activities and people are responding. When they see that stuff, that is when their faith raises, and they start to get more faith in them, and something unites them to grab a capture of the vision that you're doing. So you got to change some of the things you do, and you got to just trust God. You got to just trust God that He's going to do this for you. He's going to make things happen. He's going to change what you need to do. And that was great advice. Great advice that Christy just gave you. If you not only for filmmaking, for if you want to make music, if you want to do anything in the broadcasting, if you want to do anything in faith and ministry, she gave you some great advice. And that was advice was to pray. Seek what God wants you to do. Seek what God wants you to do. And when you sought God, He'll give you the answers. And do what He tells you to do. And He'll open doors that no man can open. Praise God. That is so genuine. She's a good person. And I want you to support her film. And it's Dreamer 2014. Again, that is Dreamer 2014. Hey, I want to go for that associate's producer's level. Who wouldn't? You get a special guest at the premiere, plus your name and your is on a credit for the movie. Hey, that's one way into Hollywood. You have to have your name on a credit for people to recognize you, and you can just tell them what you were part of. So anyway, that was that, and it was a great broadcast. I'm gonna let you rock out to "I'm an American, Faith and Freedom." Praise God, you're gonna enjoy it, and we're gonna do that in just a second. But let me give you my address again: is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And our 800 number is 888-642-4767, 888-642-4767. And you could email me at David@RevMediaNetwork.com. Again, that's David@RevMediaNetwork.com. I'll play a little bit of Faith and Freedom again for you. So we're going to rock out to that. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. God bless you. I'm an American.